We get signal. My screen turn on. You're listening to the radio program about hackers places.
And a good evening. This is GMC, and I'm live in the studio here on this special evening because at RevSpace we just welcomed our 42nd member. So that's where the party. And for the special occasion, I have some special guests in the studio. To start with, I have Frans from Enkbaas, who's sipping on his beer.
Hello.
Hey. I have Jasper.
Hello.
Hey, from Men of Mega and his partner in crime, Bart.
Hello, world.
Hey. Welcome, guys. I think we should just start off with some music, Frans, if you would do the honors. Pretty nice. So that was Pure Game Boy. With me, next to me in the studio is Frans from Enkbaas. And if you say 8-bit in the Netherlands, you say Enkbaas, I think. I mean, you've been doing this for 2 years now. Tell us a bit about Eindbaas. What is it? How did it start?
Yeah, well, I've been into chiptune or 8-bit or whatever you call it for more than six years. And I eventually moved to Utrecht. And I felt like doing something more than just listening. So we started Eindbaas in Utrecht by inviting live artists that we really liked. And we just thought, okay, we're going to do this just one for once, you know, and maybe there are some people coming and it's going to be cool eventually, you know, it doesn't matter. And then like 150 people showed up and we were like, okay, let's do this some more.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to go yet, so I thought let's just get the guys over in the studio, which worked, which resulted in total chaos, by the way, because you had me get some beer all over town and mess up the whole studio. And but it's fun. I mean, the song we just listened to, that was pretty cool. It was on a Game Boy, a little sound DJ.
Yeah, it's an artist who I don't really have a lot of information about because it's sort of little bit secretly, his name is ?? With a track called Machine Gum. His album is for free, totally on Bandcamp. Just Google it.
Okay, cool.
So just ?? And
that'll work nicely with Google.
8-bit chip tune, you will find it.
Excellent. So that's from 2010, I believe.
Yeah,
that's pretty recent. You brought some more recent music.
I mean, yeah. Next one is Format, which you might know. He's an old Demo Scene guy who also did some game music in the 90s. His new album is called Decades, and it's mind-blowing. So, yeah, just started. We'll be right back.
Wow, very disco. it sounded like it's from the 80s. But,
yeah, well, I think that's always an influence on at least on chip music with a lot of synths, you know. Like, so yeah, but it's.
Was this actually chip music or more like a sample tracker? I think Bart, you had something to say about it.
About the last George and Jonathan track?
No, or format, yeah, George and Jonathan.
Well, I don't know about former, but I know that George and Jonathan used this tracker that was written by this Japanese guy called Pixel that made his own game called Cave Story. I think it's freeware, isn't it?
Yeah, it's freeware.
And
awesome, by the way.
And awesome. And they decided to use it to make their own music, and they're pretty good at it, I might add.
Wow, yeah. That was a nice tune. I mean, you're a bit out of your habitat here, Frans, aren't you? I mean, normally you are in a venue with like a big speakers and DJing in front of a
crowd.
Yeah,
and mostly I always DJ like the last hour, some really aggressive stuff, but that doesn't necessarily mean I don't like. I mean, I like a lot of music, you know, and not only chiptune, of course. So it's everything. It's fine, you know. So.
Okay, cool. I think you've got.
I got one more track.
Got one more track for us.
Yeah, he's played at Einbus 6, which was about a month ago, and he played in Rotterdam as well on a tour. Tom Waxham from Germany has a new album out 1 month ago, I think, and it's amazing. I can't say otherwise.
Awesome.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. I mean, it's a really rich tapestry of sounds, and I mean, Frans was just telling about how there's a big difference with the chiptunes from the days begone, and the music that's being produced these days. I mean, you don't just have one 64. This guy you told has two C64s.
No, he uses Atari 64 and Game Boy and some effects. But just all on one channel on MIDI live, so yeah.
Wow. Pretty awesome. You brought some friends, Men of Mega.
Hey.
You guys also basically do that, right? I mean, it's not that you have your Game Boy and your tracker and that's it. No,
we just use Ableton Live and we use a VST plugin called Plug Chip Sounds. And it's basically a plugin that mimics all the old school Nintendo, old school video game chips from the VIC to the Pokey to the DMG to the NES. And that's what we do. And we basically only use the NES chip and the DMG, the Game Boy chip. That's what we do.
Okay, so you're real Nintendo
yeah.
guys. And you're a duo? Is there like a usual division of like who does what? I mean, I just for the listeners at home, you sit behind a pretty impressive MIDI controller, and Jasper, you have a keyboard controller with a lot less buttons, but which looks more like a traditional musical instrument.
Yeah, but we just put like effects on this keyboard thing. And we kind of mix the music with the big controller, and during the live shows we change places every once in a while, and
cool.
So we both mix and we both do some effects on it. And about the music, we mostly it goes like this: Bart or me just fiddles with Ableton, makes a little melody, and if we think it's cool enough, we just email it to each other. And in the process of a week or 2 weeks, a little song comes out of that. And then we visit each other and make a song of it.
And a lot of beer. There's also a lot of beer involved.
The music making is just an excuse for us to get to
yeah.
Well, that's every excuse. So.
Okay, that's all. Do you need an excuse to drink beer?
No, absolutely not.
No. I think you have prepared. You plan to do some live music here.
Yeah, we're gonna do a little set, and I think we're gonna do three songs.
Well, if we got time afterwards,
yeah,
we
sure,
could.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, we've got plenty.
We're gonna do John Stamos on math, Murphy, and Zip It Up, Nothing Fancy.
Take it away. Men of Mega. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Oh, well, the purists will say that the filters are like, I don't know what, screw that. This is awesome. I mean, I can totally see this in a hall with people partying. In fact, people are saying it's strange to hear you play and not be partying. But that was pretty awesome. I mean, and these are all your own compositions, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. You even have a release, I think, the January 1st, actually.
Yeah, it's an EP called Clarence, and it's available for free on our Bandcamp account, which is manofmega.bandcamp.com. And you can also buy it from us, the physical version, hand-numbered for €3. And those babies will do millions on eBay one day. So
wow. And actually, I got one for free, so I'm in. I don't have to work anymore.
That's an investment for your life.
I don't have to make plans for my whole day anymore. I'm there already. Thanks, guys.
but I can say that the best, if you want the best out of Men and Mega, you should come to the tour.
Yeah,
because they blow hard on the stage. Actually, we have 2 dates very soon. Actually, you're playing this Friday, tomorrow, yeah. In Breda.
Yeah, in a place called De Publieke Werken. It's actually a sort of mini punk rock, hardcore punk rock festival, and we're the closing act, so...
Cool.
It's going to be awesome.
But they have also been touring with us for a while now, on Eindbaas on tour. Saturday, 7th of May in Haarlem, Patronaat Café is the next edition.
Do you hear that, Dr. Wax? You have no excuse to not go this time.
Also performing Arcade Superstar, Velotron and Ganagawa. It's going to be a great night. And the week after that, we close the tour in Groningen at... a new place called Subsonic. It's near the Grote Markt. I have to figure out where it is exactly, but check it out. Also check eindbaas.org. We're also working on a new edition, of course, with international live artists. It's going to take a little bit longer than usual, but we'll be back after the summer, and we got a lot of surprises. We'll be right back.
Shifter and
Trash 80. Wow. Yeah, some of the old but goodies. Well, not really old, but not really now as well. They're like they're actually I cannot do a DJ set without them. I think some of the songs I want to hear all the time. It's Bitshifter is, I mean, he has a big influence in the chiptune scene. With his album Life's a Bitshifter from 2003, and of course Information Chase, which are both really good albums, and he's still very involved with the chiptune scene. He's one of the organizers of Blipfest, That's like a yearly, the biggest 3-day chiptune festival in New York, which is already spreading into Tokyo and also in Europe.
Ah.
And I'm really happy to say that in 3 weeks, I'm going to, me and Klazin, which we both organize Einbars, going to be the first Blipfest for us to visit.
Wow, cool. So you're flying out to New York?
Yes.
Nice. Do you need someone to carry your bags or anything? I mean, I'd be happy to. I just need a ticket. That's all. And then
they already got me as extra large. Yeah.
So you're also going. Are you going to perform as well, or?
Well, I'm going to perform at. Unfortunately, Jasper wasn't available to come with us to New York.
Damn you, taxes.
And
oh, that sounds familiar.
So the man of Mega with an A instead of are playing at the
person of Mega.
The person of Mega is playing at the Blipfest open mic, and I was planning to do some pre and after parties, but I didn't realize that they were after Blipfest, and
they're called after party.
It's a bit in the name, yeah.
So I leave on Sunday, and the first after party is on Sunday. So unfortunately, they asked us if we could perform in this famous chip club.
It's the input output.
Yeah, the input output.
Yeah.
So I was really psyched, but I had to say I'm so sorry because KLM won't let me reschedule my flight, you fucking bastards.
Yeah, that's they won't let you, but what a bastard.
Like, yeah, well, he has to work hard at the other days, right?
True. Yeah, so you're going there. When is this?
It's 18 till 21 of May, and well, yeah, every year there's this huge lineup. Every year it's amazing. Every year I'm jealous not being there. So this time, I'm actually able to be there, which, yeah. So, but it's every year, and I don't know if they're still planning on a Europe festival this year. It's held in Denmark, I think, last year.
Okay.
So that's not, which is actually quite close, but I didn't go there as well because it's a bit hard to reach as well.
You should just do what I do. Just get it to the Netherlands, and then you don't have to travel to Utrecht, for example. Why not?
Well, why didn't you come to an Eindbus show then, which is like around the corner for you?
It is. I will. I'm sorry. I have to do these radio shows though, you know. Actually, this would be perfect timing. I was in New York a half a year ago, and I had this guy do my dreads. You know, you have to do that every time. And I should go back sort of in May. So, well, I have to figure out. Maybe I can fit into your luggage or something. It's back to the Man of Mega. I mean, one of the things, Frans, you emailed me, less talking, more music.
Yeah.
Should we just live by that and play some more music? What do you think, guys?
We can do that.
That'd be cool.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Now?
Let's do that.
Just go. Cool.
Yeah? Okay. We'll be right back.
that was pretty awesome. Wow. I'm out of words, actually. Franz, well, just say something.
No, I'm just going to play another song, something more up-tempo, up-volume, up loudness. This is Headshot from Dead Beats Blast.
Your forces are under attack.
Oh, that's getting pretty fat at the end. That's another cool song. What? Who was this?
It was Dead Beat Blast from cool. Ontario, Canada.
Huh?
Amazing album as well. Check his music out. Dead Beat Blast.
Cool. So normally this is the point where I say, sadly, time is over. But it's not, because for those of you expecting Room IOI, that's been cancelled due to, I don't know, logistical problems or insert some other excuse. We were just talking, like, there's so many cool artists. And I actually have an artist that's kind of a favorite of mine that you didn't know yet. So I'm...
in for new music.
You should definitely get this guy. He's from France, from around Paris, I think. And he's pretty creative with the Game Boy again. So, let's just... this is Spintronic. Those of you who listen to the show more often know that he's a big favorite of mine. The song is So Stupid. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that was Mini Rock from Bochum, Germany.
That's okay. That's over the border. Not that far over.
Not
the border.
That far away. No, I have the pleasure to see him live a couple of times. Even one of our shows, which wasn't an Einbass show, but it was in the venue where I worked for a couple of years as a volunteer, where I actually started doing chiptune events. It was in the Bakkerij in Castricum. And then I had three or four events there with live artists, including Mini Rock, including Firestarter, also from Germany, who now lives in Rotterdam, actually. And yeah, well, after that, it became like the Einbass thing, which grew out to be, yeah, well, I think it's quite familiar now in Utrecht and abroad. We had six editions now. We have a tour. We're going to play with live acts and DJs at some festivals this summer. More to be announced on that on the website, einbass.org. And we also do. We have a chiptune installation with cassette tapes working on RFID, where the crowd can mix their own chiptune music with four channels.
It can become pretty chaotic, I guess.
No, because it's sort of all pre-programmed, but it's a lot of fun. You should check out the movies.
Do you actually have any visuals at Einbass as well?
No, not at the editions. We're planning on that because the venue Aku isn't really a suitable venue for visuals, because that would mean that either the visuals would go on the side or somewhere on the back without somebody seeing it. So if we really want VJs, we want them to get like the full thing. And but we're planning on moving into a newer location where we have more space, and there's definitely going to be visuals live. Yeah,
cool.
And on the other hand, we have, of course, we did the last two editions. We did the open mic, open stage, for everyone who's making music here in the Netherlands on Game Boys. Something to do with chiptune can play there for like 10, 15 minutes. And that's how we actually discovered Man of Mega. And that's actually because of all this talent that we heard. That's actually why we started doing the whole tour. You know, it wasn't something that planned, it was just something that happened.
Oh, that's cool, because actually Man of Mega, you're a relatively young act, right, as a duo, as a...
Yeah, we've been making music for 7 months now, and before that we were just dancing our asses off to chip music.
At Einbass.
At Einbass, and in Jasper's living room a lot of the times, drunk. But we're both kind of slackers, so we never picked it up to make our own music. And 7 months ago, we decided, well, let's just do it, and it turned out pretty good.
How did you have any music experience before, or was it just let's do it, and you just thought it yourself, or?
Well, Bart played in a lot of bands, I think.
Okay.
And I tinker a little bit with ukulele, and I did some bass and banjo, very, very little bit of banjo. And we discovered this tracker program for Windows called FamiTracker, which is a freeware program, like the old Fast Tracker 2. It's the same interface, but it uses the NES chip, the NES chip. And we discovered that. We did a little Googling for tutorials and stuff, and we started making our own little tunes. And it was so much fun, and it seemed to work. It seemed to click, you know. We could just make nice tunes. And from there, we started using Ableton. Not completely. What we did at first was like make kind of samples in FamiTracker. We would export one channel, like the noise channel or the triangle channel, and put it in Ableton, and then make a complete track with that. At one point, we just left FamiTracker behind completely, because there's a very nice plugin that we use in Ableton, the chip sounds. So now we basically make music fully in Ableton.
Cool.
And we signed up for the open mic at Einbass 5, was it?
Einbass 5, yeah.
Einbass 5. That was also my very, very first time on stage doing whatsoever. I was scared shitless. I was very nervous. And the stupid thing was I couldn't really do anything because now we have an act where we change up. And sometimes I'm behind the keyboard, then I'm behind the mixer and we change up. So we both have something to do. But at that point, we just had the controller, the MIDI controller. Mm. And I was standing there pretending to do something, but everybody knew that I was doing nothing. So it was hilarious. So, you know. But no, people really, really liked it. And people were jumping around and shouting. And I think we both were like, whoa, what the hell is happening? So that was really awesome. And then Franz asked us to join him. And it was like, wow.
Yeah, and the tour is really, really going so, so well.
Yeah,
we're doing all shows have been pretty crowded. I mean, I played in a lot of punk rock bands and a lot of times I was playing for only the people behind the bar because there was no one in the place, in the venue at all. But at all the Einbass tours, there's a lot of people and everyone is really, really psyched and it's amazing. We're doing nothing and people are jumping around.
And yeah, and we were actually amazed because we sent out a lot of emails and called a lot of venues and through contacts of ours, and everyone was really excited and said, "Yeah, let's do this." And I was really surprised, you know, because I mean, chiptune isn't like the most familiar or you know, it's still somewhere in the underground, but it's maybe.
I mean, if you look at I don't know, is it young people, older people that show
up? It's very different. It started. I think it's degrading. Well, it's going down on the age. It's going lower on the age.
Okay.
Because it started. The first one was some older people, and it's getting younger every time. I think.
And it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I told this to the audience already, but I was on some IRC channel chatting with some people, and this young guy, I was talking about the C64, and he said, "What's a C64?" And I said, "Oh my God, I'm really old." But it's good to hear that there's actually some younger people also. I mean,
I think that there's a lot of young people now experimenting with Game Boy music, which they haven't really had a Game Boy in their youth, you know, maybe a bit later than us, but not really in their, when it wasn't really around there at the time for them. And I think that's really awesome because then it's maybe a bit about nostalgia, but at the end, it's just about the music, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a Game Boy or whatever, it's just about the music, but it has this unique sound.
And that's it. I mean, the sound. It's. I mean, the guys of Men of Mega. Do you also design your own instruments? Like put together the envelopes and the waveforms and.
Yeah. That's what we do, and that's why we also use the DMG chip a lot because you can play around in the wave channel a lot and kind of experience with what kind of sound you like. So that's what we do. Yeah. Cool. But it's basically it's just the NES chip and the Game Boy chip.
I think we should just play another track.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going. We're talking too much. We were so prepared not to do that.
Yeah. I think we should. I mean, I think we all have to. I mean, yeah, we have jobs and all that. We have to go. Some of us, at least. And so we should probably bring it sort of to a closing with some music. I want to thank you guys for coming over all the way from Utrecht. And tomorrow, Men of Mega in Breda.
Yeah, Breda.
And check it out, breinbaas.org. And of course, menofmega.bandcamp.com. Take it away.
So apologies for that little mess up. But this was Men of Mega. We did a little live set and hope you enjoyed.
No apologies. That was just me.
Sabotage.
Yeah. Einbass, maybe Einbass crew here on the table, DJ tables. Maybe do it again sometime.
Cool.
Thanks
less
for
talking,
having us.
More
thanks.
Music.
Yes.
Last song.
And yeah, we don't go without playing this last song, which is also a bit for Glazine, who isn't here. But
and we're gonna get naked and jump around in this room.
Absolutely.
Check out the webcam. See that on the webcam.
Bye.
Program about hackers places.